Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 8th of July, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, as is now Thursday tradition, I have Bob Levitis with me. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm always so glad to have you here. Now, your column over on themacobserver.com is called Dr. Max Rants and Raves. Sometimes we have raves about good things and stuff we want to do, and sometimes it's more of a PSA, like you really ought to back up. And today we have a rant.
An annual rant, and I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right and until nobody complains afterwards that they did that thing that they do that isn't a good idea. The one that we're going to talk about today, that thing being beta operating systems on devices that you might actually have to use today. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this did get a brief mention last week, or week before on Security Friday, when we talked about making sure that you have reasonable backups if you've decided that this is a thing that you're going to do. What we didn't talk about was the wisdom of whether or not you should be doing it at all.
So, well, it goes without saying that if you're going to do something as lame as install a beta version of an operating system on a device that you care about, that you use, mm-hmm. that yes, of course you're going to back up in the hope that you can regress.
One would hope. Yes.
Well, yeah, okay. If you install a beta and don't have a couple of good backups, let me just say, I think you're even more foolish than I thought you were a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Now, the thing I will point out for people who might be interested in this is that there are two beta programs available from Apple. There's the developer beta program, which is, I would call it far more cutting edge. Those edges are definitely sharper and they will cut deeper. And the developer betas are sort of done on the understanding that this is not your daily driver and that you're installing it because you are gearing up to release software or update something that you work on around this particular operating system. And so there's sort of the presumption that this is not going to be your daily driver machine. It may be something that you spend a lot of time on so that you can make sure all your code is up to spec and that sort of thing.
But your book will be accurate when it comes out.
Yes. Also a reason that people install developer betas. And then the other would be the public beta. And the public betas have just been released recently. So
I think last week.
Yeah. Yes. And so, yeah, that was why we were talking about it actually on Security Friday. So the public betas are now available. This is a thing that you can set up and install. You don't need a developer account or anything. You just need the intestinal fortitude to go ahead and install an operating system that is a beta operating system and do so on the knowledge that a lot of stuff that you are doing may or may not actually work.
And the other part of that is, and I don't know for sure if this is true about any of this year's betas, but in years past, in many cases, the beta would do something that is irreversible.
Yes.
For example, change the file format of data that's stored on your disk, which is fine if you're going to keep using the betas and then eventually upgrade to the real operating system. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, so you just converted your database sooner.
Yes.
But it also means, for example, that things like photos or notes sometimes can't regress once you've changed over for the new regime. Mm-hmm. The data that you have in there may or may not come back to an old version if you have to regress. And you have to think about stuff like that in advance. How much of your stuff is would be involved in that? And do you want to have to worry about it?
Right.
And I don't know. It's just to me, yeah. If I didn't have to do it, I wouldn't run the betas. I wouldn't run the 1.0 releases. If it yeah. were, you know, I mean, if I were just a regular old person and not somebody writing about this stuff, I wouldn't write it until, you know, 0.1 or 0.2 came out. Because really, it takes that long to get it really solid with and to know what the possible pitfalls are going to be. Mm-hmm. Right now, I use a lot of software, and I just don't know if any of it or all of it will get along great with Monterey or iOS. What are we doing now? 14, 15, 13?
It'll be 15.
I don't know.
This
yeah,
fall.
15.
Yeah.
It's going to be 15. Wow. And yeah. I remember when it was just a glimmer in Steve's eye at a keynote. Well, yeah. Anyway, my advice. So this year I decided to do something new. And that is, you know, I've written this column like every year for a decade or two, as long as Apple's been doing public betas. And so this year I did something new. And that was, since I've already burned so many brain cells writing these great paragraphs about why you shouldn't do this, in 2015, for example, and 2017, I just figured I'd quote myself. And so rather than writing a whole new column, I just basically lifted a couple of chunks from previous columns and added a new lead and a new close and a new picture. And that's it. Because really, I spent a lot of time thinking about it in 1999 and 2011 and 2017 and 15 and whatever other years I've written about it, which is pretty much every July for a decade or more. And I just figured it doesn't make any sense for me to, what I really should say is, if you don't believe me, go search for this, search for this on the internet, search for Dr. Mac, don't beta, you know, and you'll get all the advice going back into the 90s. It's like, this is just not stuff that you want running on any device that you might have to use later today. Because it takes, even if you can recover, it never is like, okay, well, I'll just erase it and reinstall Mac OS. It'll take 28 minutes and no problem. You know, that's like wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's the no take backs of it that I think doesn't get underscored enough when people talk about it. Like, oh, you can always, you know, because... Yes, there are in some cases ways that you can roll back to the shipping version, but it's only sometimes slightly easier to do on the public beta, and it depends on what comes, right? So, like you talked about, moving to APFS, there was no way to take that back. You had to do that and be done.
I think you could if you just erased the disk completely and started anew.
Yes.
With a Mac running an older version of the operating system, so you could install HFS Plus. I mean, you couldn't install you can't install the operating system now unless you convert your disk first. Your disk is converted in the process,
yeah.
But APFS had a 9-year beta test, and it's solid now. Even if we don't have things like Disk Warrior yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but they say that it's still coming someday, maybe.
We'll see.
Once a year, I get in touch with them, and you know, it's always like, yeah, this APFS stuff is a little more hairy than we thought it was going to be.
Well, I think that's everybody's
A little hairier.
Yeah.
Anyway, my advice was and always has been and always will be until whatever year it is when nobody says to me, I wish I had read your column before I something. And before, if I don't hear those words 1 year, I promise no more. But for now, my advice is this. If you've got a spare device and you can't wait to try all these cool new features, then there aren't that many this year. But even if you want... Go for it. Knock yourself out. Nothing to lose. If, on the other hand, you're about to install a beta operating system on any device you depend upon, I implore you not to do anything foolish.
I have a friend who has what I think is a very good rule about this, and that is, so if somebody says, you know, I was thinking about installing the public beta on whatever device, right? Insert device name here. The immediate first question about that device should be, do you use that device to make money? Because if you use that machine to make money, whether it's a phone or an iPad or an Apple TV or a watch or a computer or whatever, if you use that to make money, don't do it. Either set up an external boot volume, partition your drive so that you can switch between them if you need to, so that you have the opportunity to go to something else if you know if you need. There are a lot of mitigating things that you can do so that you don't end up all in and up a
getting
creek.
Caught
up a creek sans paddle, as they like to say. And
I listen to this podcast where they end every show by saying, "Don't get caught."
I wonder what show that is. That sounds like a show I should totally be listening to.
Oh man. Every episode, whether I need it or not.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be Matt Geek Gab for those of you out there wondering. I mean, I think
if we did lose anybody
to this, yeah. If you're listening to this, you probably know what that is. But yeah, don't one get would caught. Hope,
yeah.
And this would be getting caught, wouldn't it? I mean, having
it would
to spend
absolutely
the day
be getting caught.
Recovering your data and reinstalling an operating system because you did something foolish. So don't do that. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I played one on TV, in books, and on the radio for more than 3 decades.
That's quite a while. Yeah.
And I want to tell you, if it hurts when you do that, don't do that. And it's going to hurt.
That's always good
when
advice.
You have to spend the day doing something other than what you had planned to do because you needed to undo a beta. So there. Yeah. And by the way, it's not just if you make money from it. If you use it to tickle your brain. I mean, if I guess I have enough devices that unless I put betas on all of them at the same time, I could get my calendar and my reminders and my to-do lists and things like that somehow. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if I couldn't have them at my desk, it would affect my workflow.
Yeah.
Not just, yeah, I mean, it's a lot. And you know, here's the thing. Even when everything goes perfectly, after you erase, reinstall, and restore, there's always little stuff. Like this thing didn't install its extensions properly, so you have to go back into system preferences and reauthorize those extensions. But it won't tell you that. You just have to kind of intuit that something's not working right now.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's never fun, and it can be work stopping.
It can,
and that's my big reason you shouldn't do it is if you want to get anything done, or if maybe like you like to receive phone calls on your phone or things like that, no beta. Just say no.
Yeah. And again, like, do you use it to make money? Like, no, this is my personal machine. And if I have to spend the day restoring it from zero or restoring it from Time Machine Backup or whatever, that's not a big deal. And it's not going to be hugely impactful. Then, you know, at that point, go for it. Like, if you think that's what's going to happen, then fantastic. My recommendation would be an external volume or partition your drive if you don't want to do it from an external. Partition your hard drive so that you've got that other volume you could use if you needed to switch back for some reason. And part of that is because a thing that I think doesn't get considered by some folks is that you install the new operating system and maybe you know, maybe you don't, that there's been a fundamental change to something under the hood. And so now you go launch the Adobe app you spend all your time in, or the Microsoft app that you spend all your time in, or you launch Slack, or, you know, any of a number of other really common programs that you have on your computer, and they crash immediately because the version that you have is not updated for the operating system that you're trying to use. So sort of unless you have a purpose in doing this, like, I need to make sure this is all ready because I'm the technology person in my office. And so I have to install it for testing to make sure all this stuff works. And as soon as it does, you know, then we can start looking at rolling it out or whatever. Those sorts of things are going to end up being not helpful to you, at least initially. So if there's something in particular that you're looking to test, I need to know how Photoshop runs on Monterey. I need to know how PowerPoint runs on Monterey. I need to know if Outlook's going to be all right. Then
ask go one look- of the other 7 million people who installed the beta.
Well, go look first.
You don't have to
because,
install it yourself.
Right. Somebody will have information about whether or not it even launches on the beta. Yeah, and then go find out. Yeah.
Google is your friend when you're looking at beta systems and what possibly might go wrong, or more likely how to fix what you just messed up. Google is your friend. Learn to parse these things, and if you don't succeed the first time, reword.
Yeah.
And learn to use all the operators. Learn to use and, or, parentheses, you know, braces, I guess, as they call them, to construct more advanced searches than just single words. Or if you put more than one word, it'll just find instances of the words.
Yeah. And I also...
quotation marks are good, too, if you want... Yeah. A certain
putting
phrase
a phrase in quotes
the proper order
does the job as well. I will point out I do this on DuckDuckGo all the time, and I get really good results from them. I've never had trouble digging anything out of that.
I should say your search engine of choice, because I actually would use DuckDuckGo if I remembered more often. Of course, I don't do anything that anybody cares about. You know, it's like, okay, if you can monetize my Amazon.com shopping somehow, have at it. You know, it's like I don't do anything interesting or that I care about other people observing. I mean, I'm big on saying no to letting you track me.
Yeah.
Just
and
because
I just
that sounds so evil.
Yeah. And I just switched my default so that whenever I open a new tab and start typing a web search, it just goes to DuckDuckGo automatically. And so far in the things that I generally search for, I haven't had trouble with the results. So that's been good. Maybe we'll talk about that as well on a future episode of Security Friday, which is not today's show. That'll be tomorrow. Bob says that you should not look directly at the public betas. You should treat them as though they are the Ark of the Covenant and could possibly melt your face. Is that about sum it up?
That sums it up beautifully. Kelly, let's end this puppy on time for a change.
I like it. Bob, as always, thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure. Always, always. Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.